This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
You can have a peace that surpasses all understanding. This is not provided through pharmaceuticals. This is a peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards your hearts and minds through the one, Jesus Christ. And listen, here's the thing. The thing is, this is not going to happen automatically. We wouldn't have so much instruction about this if this just happened automatically, right? This is something we have to be intentional about obtaining, is laying hold of and maintaining our peace. Now, you already have it, but that doesn't mean you're going to experience it. Y'all understand that? Okay. Next verse. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. So think about this, that we actually get to choose what we think about. If you're thinking about how you can't do this or you can't have that or how horrible things are, guess what? Things are going to be horrible for you. And again, my heart hurts for people who are distressed during these times, but these are the best days of my life. I mean, I'm telling you, I've had like, over a month with my husband at home. My cats, I'm praying for them so that when we go back and we're working full time and our schedules pick up to being their normal selves, that they're not going to enter into depression, so you can keep them lifted up with me. Because they are totally buying into this work at home thing. But see, here's the thing. It's a matter of perspective. Do you have a heavenly perspective where, oh my goodness, everything's... Or do you have the heavenly perspective of, well, thank you, Jesus. You are on the throne. I'm able to renew my mind. I'm spending time with Jesus at a greater quantity than I've ever had before. These are not bad times. These are great times. These are great times. It depends on whether or not you're buying up your time. What are you doing with the time that you have? Because like Minister Curtis said, we have resources on our websites that honestly, if you listen to everything on our website, you will far surpass COVID-19 pandemic. You are going to be like going. Because we have years, probably a decade worth of teachings available online for free. There's no reason for us to be sitting there and not getting stronger and stronger every single day. Okay, that was free. Let's move on. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians 3:15. Be gentle. Okay. That was free from Cal. So here, and let the peace, the soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule. Let that peace act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with all finality all questions that arise in your minds. Okay, let's think about that. Now, there's a peace that comes from God, and questions arise. But you have to follow the peace of God and allow that to be the umpire, safe or out. Isn't that what an umpire does? He says it's safe or get out. So allow the peace of God to be the umpire in your heart when questions arise, and then restore yourself in your minds in that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live. See, we're not called to like live in Christ when we walk into the church and then live outside of Christ when we walk out. We're supposed to have one life. We're supposed to be the same inside church and outside church because we are the church. We are the body of Christ. We shouldn't be separating ourselves one from the other. We should be consistently and constant. And every day we should be getting closer and closer to being having a character that is exactly like Jesus's. And there's going to be days we slip up. There's no doubt about it. But then let's get right back at it. Let's repent to anybody who saw us do it. And get back to, this is who I am. This isn't just me practicing church. This is me. And be thankful, appreciative, always giving praise to God always. Amen? All right, two more scriptures. You're all right? Okay. I know y'all are all right because you're sitting at home on your couch. But I was just making sure that the people here, we have pretty comfy chairs, but you know. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace. So who is God? He's a God of peace. He is a God of peace. He is your God of peace. He is the author and the giver of peace. Okay, we need to know who he is. This is part of his character, right? That God has many facets. They're all good. And one of his facets is that he's the author and the giver of peace. Who did he give it to? He gave it to you. We're going to see that next. Who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed and ratified the everlasting agreement, the covenant, the testament. Amen. Now, verse 21 says, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. So let's go back to verse 20 and read this straight through. Without the pauses. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement and covenant and testament. Next. Strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, that you may carry out his will while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it. So this God of peace strengthens you. He comforts you. He completes you. He perfects you. Amen. John 14, 27. Now, this is Jesus speaking to us. Jesus speaking to us says, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Does God want you to have peace? So the Prince of Peace says, I bequeath my peace to you. Shouldn't that settle that for us? So who is giving us peace? The Prince of Peace is giving us peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Remember we saw that in Isaiah? That's one of his titles, Prince of Peace. He says, peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Bequeath is a legal term. When something is bequeathed to you, you have legal ownership of it. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. He's pretty strong about this. And the reason why is because he understands we have plenty of opportunities to not have peace. He knows that we have plenty of opportunities to be disturbed, to be fearful, to be cowardly, to be intimidated, to be unsettled. He knows that. And he knows that because he walked here just like you and I do. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987.